Steve, tell us what today was about. I know it involves heroin and efforts to try and combat the drug and the use of the druggage. What's all the details about today?
Well, today was really about what we think will develop into a best practice regionally for public safety. It's just not enough for fire EMS to be armed with Narcan, which is a dose of medicine that can save someone's life who's overdosing on heroin in particular. And it's such an issue in the region. It's certainly an issue in Anne Arundel County. And so far in 2014, we've had 85 documented heroin overdoses, and 12 of those 85 overdoses have proven to be fatal. And quite often, the police officers are on the scenes of these calls for service before the fire department is, and we don't want to just be standing around when we could be taking some life-saving action to save someone's life, and that's where we find ourselves right now.
How would you characterize the heroin problem in the county with those kind of numbers?
Well, the heroin problem in the county is not unlike other jurisdictions in Maryland. It is significant. 5 or 6 years ago, the federal government did a really good job at cracking down on oxycodone, overprescribing of medications, doctor shopping, pharmacies dispensing pharmaceuticals, particularly oxycodone, very liberally. So one of the unintended consequences of that federal crackdown is it's tough for people who are addicted to oxycodone to get their hands on oxycodone nowadays, and oxy will sell for about $80 a pill, and the street transition drug, unfortunately, is heroin that sells for about $10 to $13 a capsule. So we have a lot of heroin addicts who started off as oxycodone addicts.
How concerned were you when you got into discussions about using Narcan that this might become a liability issue? Because that's kind of the first thing that went off in my head was like, well, is it possible that it could be done wrong or that you could make a patient worse? Any of those your concerns?
They're huge concerns. And, you know, as the leader of this agency, it was a primary concern. I certainly don't want to jeopardize the county, the police department, or our young patrol officers that I'm asking to do this. And as we met with the medical examiner and the health director and other health officials, there is no negative side effect to dispensing the Narcan. And if, for instance, we use Narcan on someone who we later find out wasn't overdosing on heroin, there would be no side effect whatsoever. So there's always reasons not to do things, I think, in the government. I started off with the idea that we are faced with a situation in our communities where we have to do something to save lives. And when I was offered this solution, and the solution, again, has been vetted by professionals in the health field as something that we can't go wrong doing, then this became a no-brainer decision for me to make.
How are you paying for giving this out to your officers and then the use of it?
It's a minimal amount. The fire department and the police department are sharing the cost. The cost of not doing this, really, quite frankly, is something that I think is unacceptable. You know, we are called so very often to by parents and by friends and neighbors for people who are overdosing on heroin. And 99 times out of 100, we know the person's overdosing on heroin because the person tells us, or the family or friends or loved ones tell us that the person's overdosing. And it's not unusual for hypodermic needles to be on the scene and other evidence of heroin abuse. So it's pretty much a no-brainer for our patrol officers to realize that they're on a scene of a heroin overdose. And as opposed to waiting around for others to respond with this nasal spray, that's really what Narcan is, we're now in a position where we're able to save someone's life. We've been doing this for a few years now with the defibrillators, with our patrol officers. They've certainly been trained to use those, and we've used them effectively on several occasions and saved lives. We've been engaged in CPR for years and years and years, and this is just a natural progression for us.
And that was going to lead to my next question for you was, are you putting someone ODing on heroin at a different level that someone might be suffering a heart attack? Because you don't have defibrillators, as I understand it, at every car or at every place for a patrol officer to get them, correct?
Right. Well, the Narcan, the availability, and we're training police officers this week, and the training is relatively simple. Our patrol officers will be in a position where they can help faster than we've been able to help before. And again, it's most of my decisions are data driven, and the data is overwhelming. There are folks in our community, folks throughout the state and the region who are overdosing disproportionately on heroin, and there is a street level solution available to public safety to save lives, and I think that it's the right thing to do.
And explain for people when you say they're overdosing on heroin, is it because they got bad drugs? I mean, obviously, it means they've taken too much of it, but is it because there's a bad strain of the drug out there, chief, or are they just novice at it, or is it deliberate that they're trying to take their lives?
Well, I think it's rarely deliberate. I think a lot of these folks who were previously addicted to oxycodone and other prescription drugs, they transition to heroin. The purity level in heroin in the region is about 90%, and that's a DEA statistic. So the purity level is very, very high, and if you take a dosage that's too much, it certainly jeopardize your life. If you mix fentanyl, and we've seen that on several occasions with the heroin, you're further at risk of death. And we just see again some novices as well that you alluded to. And this is a drug that's not just in the border communities that border Baltimore City, and Baltimore City's had a heroin problem for a long, long time. We're talking about communities in the southern part, the rural part of Anne Arundel County, the eastern part of the county, and western part. So this is something that's impacted our county in all four corners.
This will obviously, as you've been saying, you're hopeful that this will help reduce the number of people who die from an overdose of heroin use. What else is the county doing? Because I know some of the information that you've all shared is that last year in particular, you saw several areas of the county where there was a spike in heroin use and overdose. And some of those included where people were shooting up in shopping malls and at shopping centers. So how else are you tackling this issue?
Well, we've made arrests all over the county. So one, I think, side effect that we will hopefully realize is the fewer people that are addicted to heroin, and this is a larger problem than just arming people, police officers with Narcan, but we find that the large majority of our thieves in Anne Arundel County, those that break into cars and steal loose change from your ashtray, those that break into commercial establishments and homes are doing it because they're suffering from an addiction to heroin, and they're just getting enough money to get through the day and to get to their next high. So I think this is just a step in the right direction for law enforcement and society to get their hands around this growing problem of heroin abuse, because folks who need that high will do anything, to include committing petty crimes, to be able to put themselves in a position to get their next heroin capsule. So, we think we're this is just one piece of the puzzle.
Anne Arundel County Police Chief Kevin Davis, thanks for sharing with us. We certainly appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Ann.